This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the podcast with Jerry out. We've got Eddie Scazzeri today. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people.
Hello, podcast people. Tomorrow, by the way, is my 23rd anniversary with the company.
Okay.
Although, to say that, it's like, you know, it's so funny. Like, in just my 23 years, we've been Odyssey, Entercom, CBS Sports. No, so I'm sorry, CBS Radio, Viacom. Infinity Broadcasting. I feel like we were CBS Radio twice, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It may not line up.
There was a CBS, and then it was Viacom, and then it was CBS, right?
Yeah.
Or something
like
that?
Yeah, it was
that.
Something weird like that. Well, when I got here, when I got to WNEW in 2001, it was Infinity Broadcasting, then went to Viacom, which was like MTV and all those that all bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Then CBS Radio.
It was like the Redstone split or something.
Then Entercom, Odyssey.
And I only have one more on you, which was Emmis, when I started in 89 as an intern.
Yeah. So, that's 23 years. March 5th, 2001. I remember the first day I was supposed to work for Ron and Fez, we got a blizzard. But I somehow got to the Metro Park train station and got in. Yeah, I couldn't miss my first day. Holy
Good
cow.
Good point.
That would have looked like total wuss central. So here's two conversational things I'm going to throw at you that because I'm going to bring these up because I believe you're one of the few people who does not do this.
Okay.
And this is a compliment. I do it myself sometimes that I'm trying so hard not to do it. And that is when somebody starts to talk, the other person finishes the sentence before and is oftentimes incorrect.
Mm.
So, for example, I'm trying to think. I'd be like, hey, last night I was watching the new Netflix documentary. No, the Mets game. Against the Yankees? No. It's like it gets so it happens on the air at WFAN nonstop. It's so like once you hear it and it bothers you, that's all I hear. Like I hear Evan do it. I hear it with on this show. I hear the midday show. So I think it's just part of the human dialogue that must just have. Gina does it to me a lot, and it drives me nuts. Just because I can see if you're struggling.
Yes, that's when I will jump
in.
If a person is obviously struggling, usually for a word.
Yes.
And then sometimes they will ask for help, and I guess that's not really jumping in. But sometimes I'll do that, but only when I see the person is struggling for the word.
Yeah. But not just like, hey, when I get home, I'm going to eat lunch. Going to take the dog out, go take a shower. No, I have to go to Target. I was going to take a run to Target. You need coffee? No, I was going to go to Target. I need to get a mop. It's like nuts. Then the other thing is, and I see this in social media as well, because I follow this one very interesting, it's like an auto shop. And they have a fun Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a guy who works at this auto shop, and he goes around asking the mechanics different questions, and it's all about cars. So he'll go up to them. They'll just be like, "What do you think of the Nissan Sentra? What would you rank the Nissan Sentra?" And everybody gives their answers, and he does all different things. It could be, what are the most common problems you find with a Honda Fit? And then each person gives their thing. But every single time, every person repeats the question. Mm. So I'll be like, hey, Bill, what's the top things that go wrong with a Honda Fit? What's the top things that go wrong with a Honda Fit? But every person does it. It's like maddening.
That's a little crutch people use to give themselves time to think.
To come up with an answer. Yeah, I could see that.
I see that. Yeah, you see that a lot.
But it's just like a small thing that we do as humans. I'm sure I would do it too. I'm sure I would say the same thing. I'd be like, the biggest problems with the Honda Fit. Let me think.
I've done that, but I guess I would try not to do that consciously. But
they also say we do that as a way to reaffirm unconsciously. We do it as a way to reaffirm to the person we heard them correctly.
Okay, I could see that.
Right, when you go, what are the biggest problems with the Honda Fit? That way you're like, okay, so I've got you. You heard me. I nailed this.
But yet it annoys you.
It does annoy me. I think it annoys me when it's edited in a video so that it's like one after another where they should just go from like, what do you rank a Nissan Sentra 1 to 10? It should just be like cut to the one guy, a 10, a 5. Instead of every one of them repeats the question. This is a very small things that bug me throughout the day, Eddie.
And speaking of auto stores,
yeah,
my wife told me about an Easter egg in the O'Reilly's auto parts website.
Okay.
That if you put in a certain like product code to search for, it comes up the flux capacitor.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It has like a product number?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that, you know, it requires plutonium. We don't sell plutonium. It's for time travel. You need a DeLorean, the whole thing.
I've always heard that term, Easter egg, to be in, like, video games and things.
Yes.
I never fully understood what it meant.
Well, it's a hidden surprise. Like, when, you know, the Easter egg hunt that you do, you're looking for these hidden prizes. So I guess it's that.
Okay, that would make sense.
Did you do Easter egg hunts as a kid, as a family?
Yeah, I don't think we did. The next generation did. So, like, my sister's kids, they always did an Easter egg hunt. I don't think, did we have that when we were younger?
We did.
You did?
Yeah, we colored the Easter eggs with the paws.
Yeah, that we did.
And then my mom, I guess, would hide them, you know, in around the living room, dining room, that sort of thing. And then... one year, our dog caught on. And then after that year, then they were all elevated.
Your dog was eating hard-boiled eggs?
Oh, yeah. Shell and all, the whole thing.
Actually, yeah, dogs do like that because it smells.
Sure.
Smelly.
Yeah, it smelled terrible.
So he would eat shell the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And then she also would hide the baskets.
Oh.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, we wouldn't get that. We would just get them on the dining room table, the baskets.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed out a little bit.
You did. You did.
My sister's kids, when they do it, they would do it at my sister, her husband's the dentist at their place. And they have a really large backyard. So he would go so into, he would make the Easter egg hunt an educational religious thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he would, I think he would have to find the eggs with questions, and then you'd have to fill out the questions before you could find the final egg or something, but they were all kind of religious questions, and then it would make a word. It was one of these things where if like the answer was Jesus, the S in Jesus would be used in another word that would then, I'm really doing a terrible
and
job
that,
of it.
That's very involved.
It was very involved, yeah.
Did he create it on his own, or there was something he found?
I don't know.
I was going to say online, but it was probably before online.
Yeah, I don't know if he created it on his own or not, but he was so into it, and the kids, you know, they just wanted to
Get the eggs.
Get the eggs.
He didn't really care about Jesus.
Yeah. He's like, no. You got to fill us out.
See, he didn't strike me as a religious person in the brief encounter that I had at your 40th birthday.
Yeah. My family members, they're interesting. They are churchgoers.
Mm.
They seem to be into some of that stuff sometimes, and then, but not, they don't speak of it often. But they will do things like that where he's like, they must be a religious.
And they go to church every Sunday.
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I always thought, though, my family did it as, now I always felt like they did it for superstitious reasons.
Sort of a cover your ass?
Yeah. Because, and this happens like with a lot of people that go to church, they want to get it out of the way.
Yes.
Where if it was truly enjoyable.
Correct. You wouldn't be thinking like
they'd be like, let's go Saturday night so we don't have to go Sunday morning.
Yes, right. That's Saturday night mass.
Yeah.
Like to get it out of the way.
To get it out of the way.
Yeah. And like the whole, and I used to see this all the time growing up. Right after the communion, it's okay to duck out.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Why is that okay?
We never, my family never believed that. We would look down upon those. My parents would always say, if you're not here for the opening blessing, and the final blessing doesn't count.
Yeah. And this was Catholic, right?
Yeah, Catholic.
Yeah, about 20% of the people attending the Mass would gone after the communion.
My family also would not want you to get communion if you had missed a Mass.
Mm.
So if you had missed a week. And my discussion to them, though it never held up, was that if you're Catholic and you go to the communion, they say, Before the people line up to take communion, he says, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
Yes.
To me, I was like, healed.
Yep.
Done. I can go up.
Yeah. But we had the thing where if you had not gone to confession, you could not go up for communion.
Well,
I guess similar. And if you had missed a mass, that's a sin.
Correct.
You didn't keep holy the Lord's day.
Right, so that was our plan, right? So if you missed the Mass, no communion until you went to confession.
Right.
And then you were all cleared again.
Mm-hmm.
But if they broke other rules, other than missing a Mass, they could still go. They would still go up for communion.
Oh, like murder.
Yeah. They'd be like, I didn't miss a Mass.
Yeah, well, because missing a Mass and murder, that's a mortal sin because it's one of the commandments you're breaking.
Yeah, that always never seemed.
Of course not.
Seems like murder should have been at the top.
Yeah, a little bit.
A whole separate thing.
Yeah.
That I always like too, like when people have lead like a serial killer life and then they find Jesus in while they're on death's row. And they fully believe like they're like that person's going to heaven because
because Jesus forgave them.
Which doesn't seem right.
No. No, it does not.
Goes against everything,
I
think.
It's kind of like at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
What happens there?
Where Vader is, like, the Emperor is killing Luke. You must have seen Empire Strikes
Back. I do, for sure. I just don't remember too much.
Not Empire. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Those are the three I saw.
Star
Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the
and
Jedi.
And then you were out.
And out.
But at the end of Return of the Jedi, the Emperor is basically, you know, he makes him and Luke and Vader fight, and then Luke kind of beats Vader, but then he's like, I'm not gonna kill him, and so the Emperor is then gonna kill Luke, and then at the last minute, Vader is looking back and forth from his son to the Emperor, and then he decides to kill the Emperor, throws him down a shaft or something like that, and at the end of the movie, you see him. His ghost with Obi-Wan and Yoda, and it's all is forgiven. Meanwhile, Vader killed millions, if not billions, of people.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He's fine.
What? How does that work?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, it's also weird, too. Like, we always feel like, I think, like, when you'll see something horrible on the news,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be like, what kind of human beings are we? And you think, like, wow, this is, like, the worst of the worst of human beings, like, where we're at right now. But, man, we've been killing people since...
Forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes horrible.
Yes.
Horrible things that you'll hear about.
Before our species was involved, the early hominids... The little different groups, or maybe you had a more advanced hominid would kill a less advanced hominid, or just different groups of Cro-Magnon man would, you know, fight and kill each other. It's been forever.
Cro-Magnon man fighting each other?
Mm-hmm.
Like the higher up species?
Yeah, or just different groups of Cro-Magnons, and then different groups of Neanderthals, and then different groups of Homo sapiens, and... It's happened throughout our entire history.
Yeah. I saw it too. Like Netflix had this documentary series about chimpanzees where mm-hmm. they're like really embedded into the jungle with the chimps, and mm-hmm. the chimps would kill each other sometimes.
Yes. Chimps, I think. I'm not sure about gorillas, but I think chimps are the only other ones that commit murder, what you would classify as murder.
Yeah.
But.
Meaning what, like kill for no real reason?
Or, yeah, just they would war with other groups of chimps and kill them. And it's not like just a lion is eating this antelope, but he's eating it, you know, he's killing
his meal.
Right. And there's not as much higher thought and function there. But chimpanzees will attack just other groups just for like territorial things.
Yeah.
So
the freaking chimps, man.
Yeah. And they're our closest relative.
They are, right. We're only like a chromosome off or something.
Yeah, I think it's like 98% of the same DNA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there isn't some like chimp boy running around.
Yeah, well, if you
like a monkey boy.
Believe the Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah. Then. That was like part chimp, part human.
Yeah. Well, no, they were chimpanzees, but had sort of evolved to our level in terms of intelligence and science and all that stuff. And perhaps if we go away, there will be another species that will come up to fill our niche.
Yeah. Because I've heard this discussed with many guests on Joe Rogan over the years.
Mm.
Like, the difference between... So if the chimps are the next in line as far as intelligent... That we're closest to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge separation, though.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be anywhere else that has that big of a divide, like humans to chimps, while we're that close with the chromosomes and all that stuff. How far, like a chimp can't ride a car on the highway.
No, not unless it's like in a movie.
Yeah. A chimp wouldn't know I have to go into work today.
No. No, they
right?
would not.
They don't know that. So we're really far apart with the chimps.
Yeah, although you remember, I forget the name of the movie with Matthew. I think it was Matthew Broderick, where there was a chimp that they trained to, like, fly into space, and they exposed him to radiation. He was either to fly into space or to fly to deliver a bomb or something like that. And he was in the flight simulator. I don't know how realistic that was.
The chimp was to try to land?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see videos sometimes on the internet of, like, you'll hear, like, a chimp, if someone has a chimp when it's a baby, they're close to the chimp, but then you got to get rid of the chimp because the chimp will want to, like, eat your face off at some point.
Yeah, it could, yeah.
But sometimes there'll be these things on the internet where it's like chimp reunites with family 40 years later, and that chimp is so excited to see the old man and old lady and remembers. Then I'll see other things like this woman helped a black bear when it was injured,
mm-hmm.
and now the black bear comes to her house every day.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I think for the, not for a chimp, obviously, they remember much longer because their brains are bigger. But like for a dog, it's usually about 2 years or so. But there could be instances where it could be 6 years and the dog would still remember for whatever reason.
Yeah, I've seen some of those videos recently too where it's like a dog was reunited with his owner like a year later, like a lost dog or something happened. And the dog, it takes a moment.
It does.
Sometimes a longer moment where you see the person feeling bad that the dog doesn't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're caught and the dog's looking very suspicious of them, kind of barking at them and won't get close. And the people you could tell are like heartbroken that my dog doesn't remember me.
Mm-hmm.
And then something clicks with the dog where it's like, oh, smack, that's my old owner.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's crazy.
Yeah. Then it's, and it's very adorable.
Yeah. Well, very adorable. I love a dog seeing his military person return. That's the best.
Yeah. And now with the Zoom calls and all that, you can, and dogs can see a screen because I know because my Raymond, whenever there's an animal on the television, he's like, runs around, is looking behind the TV set for it.
Yeah.
For the cat, the squirrel, the horse, whatever it is, or another dog. So they can see. So if they see, like, you know, and they can hear your voice, you know, you can sort of make a connection and help them remember. Although for dogs, there's no scent, and that's a big deal for them.
Yeah, no, it's weird that with dogs and televisions because I feel like sometimes I'll see a dog that's doing like what you're, and then other times, like sometimes if I'm watching a movie or TV show and a dog is barking, Whimsy's like, what? Other times, no reaction whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what is the difference. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Are they using fake dog sound effects in the one and an actual audio of an actual dog and she knows the difference in another one? I don't know.
Well, even the fake dog sounds are real dog sounds just reproduced.
Yeah.
Instead of having having whatever that real dog is doing on film, having whatever he's saying or talking. But even if they're using the recorded one sort of out of context, it's still a word or a language or an emotion to the dog. It just might not make sense, you know, to the dog. Like, why is he saying that? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But for humans, we don't necessarily are not that in tune. But even in my own house, I'll have Raymond, who is always aware of what's going on the screen and reacting to not just dogs, but other animals on the screen. And the two labs do not care, do not react at all. So it just really depends on the dog.
I also have a thing where if I make I tend to have all my calls on a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel weird holding that battery up to my head.
Yes.
So if I'm calling and talking to people that I call and talk to often, family members, Gina, that sort of thing, no reaction. If I call a store or a doctor's office, my dog goes nuts.
Mm.
I don't understand.
To the point where it's hard to continue.
Yeah.
Where
you can't have the conversation. I actually have to put like headsets in and start the call from there so she doesn't even hear any audio whatsoever.
Maybe it's because it's a different voice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, if I call any to make an appointment, she's just like whining in the background.
Hmm. Yeah, well, who knows what's going on in their brains?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. Did you ever have wood shop or metal shop in school?
No.
Really?
That was not something we had in our Catholic high school.
Oh,
I don't
Catholic
know why.
High school.
I don't know why, but it was maybe, and this sounds terrible to say out loud now that I'm going to say it out loud, maybe they thought that people who were going to Catholic school are going to college and are not going to need to take metal shop and wood shop, perhaps. Maybe. I don't know if that's the thought process. that it's a better education and these kids are going to go to college. I don't know. But, of course, it was not the case that 100% of the students went to college. Many of them went into services and trade and mechanics or what have you. So there would have been value to those classes in a Catholic high school. But we did not, were not offered.
I remember I enjoyed wood shop, but metal shop was so bizarre because what we made in metal shop, we made a screwdriver. We took a metal rod, solid metal rod, and banged on it until it flattened.
Now, you didn't heat it up and put it in like a kiln?
No, I don't think so.
I guess that's a bit much. But
could you imagine a bunch of eighth grade boys taking a hammer?
No.
And banging. I used to get a blasting headache.
Oh, sure. And did you guys cut metal and then weld it together or no?
I don't remember. All I remember is that making of these screwdrivers, flathead screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Just bang, 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 bang.
Would you
bang.
Then have a handle you would put on it?
Yeah, I guess we made handles
like
for it.
Like a wooden handle or plastic or something?
Yeah, I don't remember what we.
Yeah.
The only other thing I remember making in metal shop was we took these long, flat, thin sheets of metal and we put it in some sort of bender.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would bend and we made like a spice rack.
Oh.
Somehow
okay.
with it.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, we bent it to make the spice rack and then we had to, I guess, get the metal to go around it to hold the spices in place.
But you guys did not weld or I guess.
I don't remember welding,
yeah. Bit much or like I have welded, but it was in. When I worked for in the summer in the paper mill, I was assigned to the mechanics department. And a lot of times they would be doing repairs and doing welding. And
yeah.
So I learned a little bit about it. I could, with a little bit of a refresher. Now, my welds were not pretty. Like the guys who were artists with it, it was like such a thin little bead. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then also I learned to use a cutting torch, an acetylene torch to cut through metals and things like that. Yeah, it was like crazy that they let me touch that stuff. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and I remember the welding rods were kept in a refrigerator, but it wasn't like cold, but it was a certain temperature that they had to be or something. And, you know. And then, like, the welding screen, because you can't look at the weld where it's actually happening. It damages your eyes.
Oh,
just
the
like,
lights.
Like, you know, looking into the sun.
Or yeah.
That sort of thing. But, yeah, it was very, very intense. And the welding gloves and the big sleeves, because you could, you know.
You can really get yourself in trouble.
Well, yeah, and even if you're welding a pipe to another pipe or something, like, the length of the pipe away from the weld gets hot because it's so much, like, energy and all that stuff.
I wonder if they still offer that in like public high school metal shop.
I'm sure they do. I would think. Why not?
But it feels like in today's times that would be too dangerous.
Yeah, that's fair.
Unless it's very supervised.
Well, in wood shop, there were bandsaws. I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Vertical bandsaws, or you putting it on the thing and pushing it through and
all
that stuff.
Yeah, and then engraving.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I remember I made a sign.
With like a, not like a soldering, but like something that would burn
yeah.
the wood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, I did not, I missed out on wood shop and metal shop.
Wood shop, metal shop, yep. We also had cooking.
Did not have that either. We had home economics, a home ec.
That was it, home economics.
Yes, but not cooking.
Okay, yeah.
This was like how to make a household budget. And
That's actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in our home economics, we had sewing, cooking. It was very brief. But I don't remember a budget.
Yeah, I don't remember like a specific, like making a meal plan, but not the actual like recipes to cook and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we made something in there. And in sewing, I made a football. It was it looked like a potato. Terrible.
Nice.
Just terrible. All right, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Jerry back.
Jerry will return tomorrow. He'll be out again Thursday, though.
Mm-hmm.
And until then.
So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.